Cup competition's always about upsets, but it was far from that at Latham Park on Saturday as Newtown romped to a 6-0 win over Kevin Druids. And we'll be talking about that on tonight's Robins Radio. I'm Johnny Dreary, this is Robins Radio, and we'll be bringing you all the reaction to Saturday's Welsh Cup win, the reaction to the quarter-final draw, and we'll be looking ahead to Saturday's crunch clash with leaders TNS. We've got a host of things to get through in this week's Robins Radio show, so we'll crack on and get through bringing you a host of interviews from people from the club and from across the league. As we said at the weekend, it was that cup clash against Kevin Druids, a potential sticky one for Newtown. But after 8 minutes, it looked like the job was done. They were 2-0 up, then 5-0 up at the break. And in the end, a comprehensive 6-0 victory. Two for Owen, two stunners from Neil Mitchell, and headers from Jason Oswell and Luke Bangford. So a job well done for Newtown. And Chris Hughes, I spoke to him after the game. He was absolutely delighted and really pleased that his side executed the game plan to perfection.
Some of our attacking play in the first 20 minutes was excellent, and you know, great approach play, and we were really clinical. We knew that we had to start well because Kevin Druids are a good team. They're going well in their league, but we know that if we play at our tempo, Welsh Premier League tempo, then we would cause them problems, and that's what we did early on. That was the plan, and the players were fantastic and executed it really well.
Must have been pleasing that you had a title of the game, but still possessed an attacking threat every time you sort of step over the halfway line.
Yeah, I think that's a sign of maturity of our players now. They're growing as a group, and you know, in the last 2 years we've grown, and I think we can get to them. You know, the way they play today tells you a lot about our group. And you know, another pleasing thing is that there's a lot of hard work that goes on away from this football, from the match day training, and to see that come off on a match day was particularly pleasing for the coaching staff.
And that was Chris Hughes there talking after Saturday's game with Kevin Druids. And this was Neil Mitchell, what he had to say about his two stunning goals.
Mitch, what is it about you? You don't like scoring simple goals, do you?
Well, I don't know what to say about that. It just rolled to me and just concentrated on the ball and just shook it well and just ended up doing top bin. Should have probably just side put it in the bottom bin, but sorry, it is. It just slides in when you're scoring.
And Chris said before the game, you know, he was going full tilt for the win, and 4-0 up after 20 minutes proved that, really, didn't it?
Yeah, like I said before the game, like, you can't take over lightly, and we knew we had to have a fast start. As soon as we scored the first one and the second one, the competition just went through all our side, and we just kept on scoring. It was very technical on the day as well.
That was Newtown's current top scorer there, Neil Mitchell, reacting to his two goals on Saturday. So there was no cup upset at Latham Park, and there was no real cup upset across the competition, really. Few results of most of the Welsh Premier League teams through. Gapconnell Quay, they beat Buckley 4-1 on Friday evening, a comprehensive victory. Ballot were made to work very hard for a 3-1 victory at Holyhead Hotspur in disastrous conditions up there on the North Wales coast. In other games, Barry against TNS, we'll come to talk about that later with one of our guests. It was Barry 2, TNS 5. Barry leading 2-1 at one stage, looked like they could cause a potential upset against their old rivals. And Port Talbot won 3-0 against Kyra Ely. Last night, Avon Lido and Cardiff Metropolitan University in the rearranged All Welsh League tie. It ended up 2-0 to Cardiff Met, who currently sit top of that division. Cumbran Celtic will play Goitre on Saturday, another All Welsh League clash. And last night, a controversial cancellation, really, for Gilsfield. I know there's been a few things said on social media in the last 24 hours. Unhappy that their game was called off for a second time against Airbus. It was a late postponement, I believe. They will have to go now up to the airfield due to Welsh FA rules. The tie is now switched, but there's no firm date about when that tie will be played. So that's the only one left. The draw was made. Newtown drawn with TNS, a repeat of last year's final. It's going to be a cracker in a few weeks down at the venue. But moving away from that, we'll talk more now about the Port Talbot Kyra Ely game with Mark Pittman, the UEFA journalist for Wales. He was at the game, and following his Twitter account before the game, first it was on, then it was off, and then it was back on again. And this is what Mark had to say to us a little earlier this week, along with a few other things. He spoke about Barrytown and how important it'll be to have them eventually back in the Welsh Premier League.
Mark, you were down at Port Talbot this week for their Welsh Cup match against Kyra Ely. Explain that one. We followed your Twitter. It was on, it was off, and then it was back on again.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was, John. It was 10:10. It was off, and then it was back on at 9:15, and then it was in doubt at 2:00, and then kicked off at 3:00.
potential boost for their league campaign then, and see to possibly help them move up the table a little bit?
Yeah, definitely confidence boosting win, especially having missed a few chances against Aberystwyth the week before and losing 1-0, so it's good to get a few goals and a clean sheet, I think, for the Dyer side, given the remaining 9 games, and ahead of Friday's derby against Marlin as well, which is always an interesting game.
And obviously you'd be looking forward to that one now, Mark. A little derby down there for you. Which way do you see that one going?
Yeah, we don't get many derbies down south anymore. so, it's a novelty, really. I think every player on the pitch will play for the other club. So, there was a bit of an extra spice in it. But they're on a pretty good game, so it was a decent game on New Year's Day. So, we're looking forward to it. Should be good.
And just looking back at the Welsh Cup, there's only 6 Welsh Premier League teams in that last 8 now. There's a few more games to be played. Just looking now, Avon Lido, Cardiff Met, Gilsbyn Airbus on Wednesday. That'll be before we come out on air. And Cumbrian Celtic against Goitre on Saturday. So it's wide open. Anyone's cup, really, Mark?
It is. I mean, you'd expect, no disrespect to Gilsbyn, you'd expect Airbus to progress and take on Barlow and obviously the TNF and Newtown. So there's another couple of big clubs coming out as well at the quarterfinal stage. If you look at form, you'd expect to see probably Connors Keane in the semi-final. But it's going to be interesting. Obviously, in terms of TNF, I think it's the standout game in the draw.
And obviously... Which way do you see that one going, Mark? Newtown will have to beat that long home hoodoo at TNS if they want to get to the semi-finals again.
Yeah, it's an interesting draw, because I think Newtown obviously repeated last year's final. I thought Newtown let themselves down a little bit in the final last year. They might have a little bit of edge there, looking to make amends. I think they give an actual final when it came around. I think they give a bit too much respect. So they stood off them, given a bit too much space and time, and let them play the game. And I think when you look at Newtown's performances in Europe, which followed the Welsh Cup final against Valletta in Copenhagen, they sort of played the way they should have played against TNS in the Cup final. So I think they'd be keen to make amends for that final against TNS.
And a few of the remaining sides in there. There's 4 Welsh league sides: Cardiff Met, Avon Lido, Cumbrian Celtic, and Goitre. You know more about the South Wales than a lot of us up north, Mark. Just fill us in on them. Is there going to be any cup upsets, or could one of them go all the way?
Well, they're going to have home advantage as well. Whoever gets through between Cardiff Met and Avon Lido and Cumbrian Celtic and Goitre, they're going to have home advantage against the Welsh Premier side. So, it's going to be easy for the fall, but of course, keep going away to any of those places. I've seen Avon Lido quite a bit, I've seen Cardiff Met a few times. I've seen Goitre, they've been quite okay. So yeah, it'd be a tough game, I'm sure, but you'd expect, I think the way Connors Key are playing, I'd expect them to get past Avon Lido or Cardiff Met. Talbot, they're going to be a bit hit and miss, but it'll be an interesting game.
Down in South Wales this weekend, it was the big rivalry and renewed. Barry against TNS, ended up with TNS winning in the end. Barry looked like they might have caused a shock at one point, Mark, and that rivalry was ignited again.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was a great choice by Scurry on the show. It was a really entertaining game. What was really good is that it showed how far Barry Town have come in the last few years and how close they are to being back as a Welsh Premier League side. They really are set up for it now, and the league does need a team like Barry Town with the history that they've got and the setup that they've got there now. To give you an example, the Tottenham played at home on Saturday, Barry played home on Saturday with 15 times more people in Barry than there were at the Tottenham.
And how impressive is that for you, Mark? Because, attendance is down south. The attendance is down south. Haven't been the greatest recently, so that's, a positive for them.
It's the problem with that, Johnny. It just comes with the fact that there are, I said earlier, about the Camargue, there's no derbies anymore. Teams in the south, to create interest. He needs teams like Barry, since Fletchley have gone, since Nice have gone, Avon Lido have dropped out. Teams like Camargue or something. They're not playing against teams, so people have a connection with them. People know certain players. It really does need a team like Barry with a good fan base to come up and sort of create like some local interest down south.
Absolutely.
It really is a worry for the league at the moment.
That was Mark Pittman there talking about the game at Port Talbot on Saturday, and some interesting comments there about the Barry and TNS game, and how it would be very good to see Barry back in the lead. Obviously, one of the old powerhouses of Welsh football before the dominance of TNS. And it would be great to see them back in the league from my point of view and from a lot of people's point of views to boost the South Wales clubs, as he named there, Neath and Llanelli, just to name a few who have gone in the last few years. It'd be nice to have someone like Barry coming back up into the league. We had Haverford West last season. They're struggling a little bit, Haverford West. Possibly might get another one next season. Could be Barry Town. You never know. Well, that was Mark Pittman. He'll be talking to us again a little bit later on ahead of this weekend's round of fixtures. He hasn't backed Newtown to cause an upset against TNS, but we'll have to see what he says about the other games. We've got another guest on this weekend, this midweek show. We were speaking to the head man of TNS Radio, Stuart Bloor, more known as on social media as the Anglin Rev. He was down at Barry, his first visit to Jenner Park on Saturday, and he's been filling us in about how it went and how impressed he was with all the facilities and the whole occasion down at Barry Town.
Red, there wasn't too many cup shocks at the weekend, but there was one on the cards at one point down at Jenner Park.
Well, there certainly was. 4 minutes into the game, Johnny, and TNS took the lead. 1 minute later, Barry Town equalised. Barry Town had a chance to take the lead. 11 minutes gone, they were 2-1 up. Echoes of Carnarvon Town, massive numbers. Wanted to be the end of 5-2 winners.
Absolutely, and were you worried at the 2-1, Red, or were you always confident they were going to do it? In the end, TNS went on and scored 5, so a professional display to get to the next round in the end. I've seen a lot of people writing on social media and on blogs in the last few days. The Welsh Premier League needs a Barry Town back in it, doesn't it?
That was the Anglin Red there from TNS Radio talking about his trip to Barry Town and echoing the comments made by Mark Pittman and how important it would be to have Barry, not just Barry Town, but other South Wales clubs back into the league. It is top heavy in the north, a couple in the mid Wales section, but it would be nice to have a couple more trips down south to bolster the league, really. And now we're just going to move away from sort of Welsh Cup action and reaction for a few months. We're catching up with a couple of the Newtown players this week, asking them a few on-the-spot questions, a few features. And we spoke to Captain Matty Cook last Saturday, and he was dishing the dirt on his teammates. He was answering some of our tough questions about some of his teammates and what goes on in the dressing room. And here's just a little taster of what Matty said, and a few funny comments for the fans to listen to, referring to Tom Goodman as an unpredictable hard man. Here's a little preview of what we've got to come.
Lewis, tough one between me and Kieran, I think, but I'll have to give it to myself. Getting old now, 30 years old, so I'll give myself the slowest, quickest. Quickest, probably Step. I think one of the best one-to-one fullbacks in the league. There's not many people who are quicker than him. Any wingers in the league, he does really well. He's paced. Hard man, again, I think a little bit of a tough one. I would say between Gooders and Boundy. But I would have to go with Gooders, I think, just because he's unpredictable.
Most skillful.
I might go for Craig Harrison. So he's a young lad, but always in training. Skillful, very skillful. In front of the mags all the time. And go with Craig Harrison.
There was a preview there of Matty Cook talking about his teammates. You can see all the questions and all the funny answers he gives about his teammates and what goes on around the club. On our YouTube channel, that video is being made live this evening. So if you go to social media, to Facebook or Twitter, or go directly to our YouTube page on our homepage of our website, you'll be able to see the full video there. Following that, on Tuesday evening, we had a bit of a chat with our new signing, Jamie Tolley, come in last month after having about a year out of the game. And he's come in, he's settled in well now at Newtown, he's had a few substitute appearances. So we sat down with him, and because he's played for a few big clubs in the English system and played with a lot of top players, we got Jamie to name his best ever 1-11 that he played with. And here's just a little taster of what he said in that, including a Premier League winner.
So we'll start in goal. Yeah. Who have you got between the sticks?
Well, I couldn't. He's a good mate, so I've had to go for Joe Hart. Played with him, Shrewsbury, obviously speaks for himself, what he's done and what he's doing in the game.
Back four, we'll start with right back.
I've gone for Darren Moss, who I played with at Shrewsbury. He was brilliant when we were there, and he got his move to Crewe in the Championship, so I'm going with him at right back.
Right, both centre backs.
I've got Daniel Gabbardon, who was at Cardiff at the time, got his big move to West Ham and QPR and Wales and whatever. He probably would have played a lot for one of the top teams if he hadn't have had a few injuries. Then alongside him, I've gone for Dave Hughes. I don't know if you remember him. He's a Welsh lad who's at Aston Villa, and then Shrewsbury signed him, and then he signed for Cardiff. So I've gone for him. And then left back, I have put Gareth Bale in just because I have to, because of the name. He only played one game with the Welsh under 21s, and he was only 16. So if I was to pull him out, I'd put Joe Ledley at left back.
So are you going with Gareth Bale or Joe Ledley?
Well, I played with Joe more, so I'd probably go with Joe Ledley then.
But speaking just about Gareth Bale, did you see his potential back then when you were playing with him?
Yeah, a little bit, mate. But I think we were more looking at his ears at the time. They were enormous, man. But from what he's done in the game now, it's brilliant. Brilliant to see.
There's a little teaser of Jamie Tolley's 1-2-11. Some impressive players in there. Gareth Bale, though, didn't make the grade. His ears did, though, by the sound of things. That was the back four and the goalkeeper. You can see the rest of the team that Jamie names when we put the video up of him naming his 1-2-11 in the next few days on our YouTube page. And just a little word of warning. There's a two-time Premier League winner in centre midfield. He didn't pick himself. As much as he said he'd like to, he didn't pick himself. And on one of the flanks, there's a current Premier League player. Can you guess who that is? You'll find out when we put that video live on our website in the coming days. And following talking to Jamie about the best players he played with, we sat down for a little bit of a chat about how he's enjoyed his time at Newtown so far. As we said, three substitute appearances for the club. And as he's stepping up his fitness, he's looking to nail down a starting place.
Jamie, you made your home debut on Saturday in front of the home fans. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was. I was glad to get on the pitch. Obviously, I've waited. Well, I haven't played for a year, just over a year and a half. So it was good. It was good to be out there. Good to be in the mix again and have a little run out on the home turf.
Nearly grabbed yourself a goal as well. Shortly after you came on.
Yeah, it was, rolled back the years there. So it was good. Like I say, it was good to get out there. First time playing on this 3G, 4G, whatever it is. So. It was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Obviously, you only get that match sharpness with playing games. So, and every footballer wants to play games, but obviously with me and the manager have chats and we'll see what happens.
And as you said, we've got TNS on Saturday in the league. Doesn't come much tougher than that. I'm sure you're looking forward to that test.
Yeah. It's the lads have all been talking about how good they are, and obviously they're full time, so they're in advancing straight away. But hopefully we can go and give a good account of ourselves and hopefully turn them over.
That was the words of Jamie Tolley speaking to us at training on Tuesday evening. You can see that full interview on our YouTube page again in the next few days. There'll be a few videos for you to watch and get your teeth into. And now, we just briefly spoke there about the TNS clash this Saturday. And we'll move on to this weekend's fixtures. We'll go back to speak to a couple of our guests we spoke to earlier in the show. Back with Mark Pittman now. He has a look at the Newtown TNS game. Can't see an upset for Newtown despite some good results in the last few games between the two at Latham Park, but he gives us a lowdown of the fixtures across the Welsh Premier League this weekend.
We're back to Welsh Premier League action at the weekend. There is a derby at this end, the Mid-Wales derby, TNS against Newtown at Latham Park. A win for Newtown would bring them closer to the top teams. How do you see that one panning out, Mark?
You can't go against TNS, John, sorry. They're probably not at their very best. I mean, they're still a top side. It's an interesting game this weekend, though. I fancy TNS to get back to Newtown on Saturday, but they never really have an easy track. But it's an interesting game from there, but some Bala. And I call this game against London, though. So it should be a good weekend. I think one more week.
Is that a relegation 6 point for you, Mark?
Was Mark Pittman again there previewing this weekend's games. Every game's a big game now, especially in the bottom six, as there's a big scrap for survival down there, but not in the bottom six, in the top six as well, as teams like Newtown try and push and try and get up into that third and fourth spot at the end of the season. They get a win on Saturday, that'll be a massive boost. They'll be 11 points behind TNS, an outside bet for the title race, you might say. But no, it'll bring them closer to Balor and Llandudno and give them a realistic chance of possibly breaking into that second spot. And moving on to the TNS and Newtown game this weekend at Latham Park, we'll return to talk with our guest from earlier in the show, Stuart Blore. He'll be bringing his live radio show to Latham Park this Saturday. We'll give you the details of that at the end of the show. He gives us his spin on things. And on top of that, talks about the draw between TNS and Newtown in the quarterfinals of the Welsh Cup, and possibly a chance for revenge for Newtown.
Superb. And just moving away to that, they had the draw after the game. It pitted ourselves against the Saints again, Rev. A chance of revenge for the final. Absolutely, and they've got a chance this Saturday as well. It's the first game between the two in the second phase at Latham Park. It's going to be another tight affair, I think, isn't it, Rev?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been very impressed with this town in the couple of seasons that I've been involved with the new Saints.
Shock this Saturday. I'm going to reverse the roles now, Rev. You're always asking me for a score prediction. I'm going to ask you for one now. Bearing in mind you're on Robin's radio, you might want to think about your answer. Absolutely. Well, thanks very much for coming on, Rev. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you on Saturday.
Thank you, Johnny. It's always a pleasure.
That was the Angling Rev there, Stuart Bloor. He'll be bringing his live radio team to Latham Park this Saturday for the Crunch Mid-Wales Border Derby against TNS. Can Newtown cause an upset? We certainly hope so. And we spoke to Chris Hughes about the game on Tuesday, and he was confident that Newtown can possibly get something out of the game. Last two results at Latham Park, 2-2 on Boxing Day, as Craig Harrison's side fought back from 2-0 down to snatch a point late on. And before that, last season in the second phase, 0-0, Paul, as you probably can remember a lot of you, Paul Harrison sent off, Chris Mullett comes on, former Newtown keeper, saves Craig Williams' penalty, and the game ends 0-0. So hopefully third time lucky for Newtown. As we said, we caught up with Chris Hughes. He spoke about TNS and his optimism ahead of the game. Spoke on another few topics as well. Craig Harris's loan move to Raider, the strength of his squad now after his January signings, and spoke about Shane Sutton returning to light training last week after his broken leg at the end of last year.
Back to league action this week against TNS, and after that 2-2 draw on Boxing Day, must be optimistic of getting a result again this time round.
Well, look, you know, it's going to be a very difficult game. You know, they're a good team. Obviously, they're going to win the league again this year. You know, they set the standard probably over the last 5 or 6 years. I think especially since Craig's gone in there. You know, he's made them tougher to play against, tougher to beat. They've got a very fluid style to play against, difficult to play against. But you know, we've always given them good games over the last 2 or 3 seasons. We've been unlucky in a couple of occasions. I think the last sort of two games here, we've drawn 2-2 and 0-0. So you know, we've no reason to fear them. We can go into the game full of confidence.
Sorry, just a technical hitch there. We'll get you back to that interview now.
Probably over the last 5 or 6 years, I think especially since Craig's gone in there. You know, he's made them tougher to play against, tougher to beat. They've got a very fluid style to play against, difficult to play against. But you know, we've always given them good games over the last 2 or 3 seasons. We've been unlucky in a couple of occasions. I think the last sort of two games here, we've drawn 2-2 and 0-0. So you know, we've no reason to fear them. We can go into the game full of confidence after Saturday's performance and result as well. So you know, everyone here is looking forward to the game, and these are the type of games you want to be involved in, playing against the best team in the league, and that's what you get in the top six for.
And after the good start to the new year with some good results and the signings you've brought in, do you think the squad you've got at the moment, good size, is it probably the strongest side you've had in your tenure here at Newtown?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look back to when I came in in November, a couple of years ago, John, that you know the players we've got in the squad now, you know, it's going to be some tough decisions, you know, for myself and the staff in the next 2 or 3 weeks with the amount of quality we've got now. You know, you're trying to create that where you've got nearly, you know, two players for every position. We're getting there, and you know, with the players we brought in, with the four lads we brought in the January window, you know, we're adding to an already strong group.
And since we last spoke for the radio show, Craig Harris has gone out on loan to Raider Town in the Cymru Alliance. Is it pleasing for you to him to go out and get some experience after showing glimpses of what he can do in the start, since the start of the season?
Yeah, you know, Craig's another one that, you know, has probably struggled due to the form of the others, really, of the other players like Luke Bamford and Sean Evans. So, you know, rather than keeping him, he's a young player. He needs to be playing every week when you're at that age. So, You know, he's been with us now for nearly a year. He's had the experience in the summer of Europe. He knows the standards required now to play in the Welsh Premier League. He's had some good experiences with us. So, you know, we felt it was right for him to go out and get games on a regular basis.
And moving to that, after Saturday's Cup win, it was the draw straight after. You drew the champions TNS at their place. Chance of revenge for last year's final.
Yeah, I think it was the draw that probably every other manager was laughing at when it came out. But, you know, no, we go there, we'll go there. It's a cup game, it's a one-off game. You know, we'll go there again and we'll have a plan. We'll be set up well, and hopefully we can get a positive result going to semi-finals. And again, you know, that's how far this club's come now, where we're getting to quarter-finals and semi-finals on a regular basis. And we want to win things at this club. And you know, the Welsh Cup's had a great experience last year, and we want to do that again this year. We know it's going to be a tough game, but you know, we'll approach it right and try and get a result. But I think we've got probably four or five league games before that anyway. So you know, that's what we've worked hard for, to get in the top six. So we'll make sure that we when the game comes, we're ready to go.
And in terms of Saturday's game, how's the squad looking in terms of injuries and who's available?
Yeah, everyone's fine. We've got Scott Ryan's got picked up a bit of a knock last week, so it's unfortunate for him. I know he's been chomping at the bit to make his debut, so he'll be touch and go for the weekend. And Rob Williams will come back in from his suspension. Obviously, Jordan Wells can't play as part of his loan deal with TNS. He can't play against them. But no, everyone else is ready to go, and obviously in good spirits after the result on Saturday.
And is there any news on the timescale of Jack Hughes, when he could return?
Yeah, I mean he's I think he's a couple of weeks away from training with the group. He hasn't done any training with us, so you know we're not putting any sort of timescale on him. But at the moment, seeing how he is on a daily basis, weekly basis, as I say, I don't expect him to train with the group tonight. So he's probably another 2 or 3 weeks away from training, if not longer.
And in terms of on a long term one, Shane returned to a bit of training last week. That was something pleasing to see for you as a manager.
Yeah, you know, I think it's pleasing for obviously for Shane more than anyone. You know, he's been through, you know, I think it was 14 weeks in plaster. You know, shows how strong he is mentally to bounce back from it. And you know, it's just making sure now that he does all his rehab in correctly and properly, and that when he comes back, and if it's not this season, it's next season, that he's as strong as he was before, and you know, he can get back to the levels of performance that he had before this bad injury.
Those are the words of manager Chris Hughes ahead of Saturday's game against TNS. That's all we got time for on tonight's Robins Radio Show. It's been a very, very packed show, a lot of guests. Thanks to everyone for coming on the show: Matthew Cook, Chris Hughes, Neil Mitchell, Jamie Tolley, Mark Pittman and Stuart Bloor, who came on as two other guests. Ever so thankful for you to come on the show. And we'll be back in another 2 weeks. We'll be reviewing and previewing all the goings-on around Latham Park. So on Saturday, get yourself down to Latham Park. 2:30 kick-off. It's the TNS versus Newtown derby. If you can't get to the game, it'll be live from around 2:15 on the TNS website. As we said, Stuart Bloor will be bringing along his radio team. So if you can't get out to Latham Park, tune in and listen to the live commentary. Between now and the next show, keep in touch with all the news and reaction around Latham Park by going to our Twitter and our Facebook page or our website, www.newtownafc.co.uk. Again, thank you very much for listening to the show. I hope you've enjoyed it tonight. It's been an action-packed one. All that's left to say is I'm Johnny Dreary, and you've been listening to Robins Radio.